So I was thinking this week about what I should have for devotions this morning, and I started thinking about the church and why we need a church, what benefit is a church to us, why do we go to church, are we excited to go to church? I just, some of those questions were going through my mind. So I started doing a little bit of studying and looking a few different things up. And I found this quote by Billy Graham. Some of you probably have heard this. A lot of people get what I call Sunday-itis on Sunday mornings. Do you know what Sunday-itis is? It attacks the victim shortly before breakfast on Sunday morning. It is accompanied by a feeling of weakness and lethargy. Sometimes the victim has a slight headache, which is aggravated by the ringing of the church bells. But the disease is of a short duration, usually disappearing about noon, when the victim is able to eat a full dinner and play a round of golf. But the symptoms usually appear again about 7:30 Sunday evening, but then they disappear until the next Sunday morning. I thought that was kind of funny. And then right after that, he had the verse from Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm going to read a few verses from Acts chapter 2. It's just a couple verses, so if you don't want to turn there, you don't have to. And I'm going to read verses 41 through 47. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So I kind of think this might be one of the first examples of a church in the New Testament. And I'm not exactly sure what all they were doing here, but the picture I got and the picture I would like to bring out is all these people coming together, working together, having the same goal, working towards the same thing. And then, like it says in verse 47, the Lord added to the church. So when that all is happening, then the Lord will bless the church. And I just had to think of our church here growing. The Lord, I believe, is very much blessing our church. And I would say that probably has a lot to do with everyone working together, having the same goal. A few more verses, a couple verses from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So the little thought I got from this is that not only should we be assembling together, but we are to be active, provoking, exhorting, holding fast, not someone who sort of grudgingly comes to church and slips into the back bench. Sorry, everyone on the back bench. but no, someone who is active in your church. I forget who it was here that preached a sermon. I don't know how long ago it was, a couple months maybe. But I just remember one thing they said is, instead of our reason for coming to church should not be just to receive a blessing, but our reason should be to give a blessing to someone else. And now a couple verses from Colossians chapter 3. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So I just had this. I think it's another example of believers coming together, singing, teaching, admonishing one another. Another example of a church. So I guess the conclusion that I have come to after studying this a little bit is that it is very important to be part of a church. It is a vital part of our Christian life. I found lots and lots of studies and polls online that showed the steady decline of people who regularly attend church in America. I think now it's down to about 20% of Americans who regularly attend church. And it was way up. Like it used to be probably 75% or even higher than that. So let's remember the reason why we go to church. Let's encourage each other and let's worship the Lord together. That's all I have. Let's